And we are back! Welcome to No Direction Beyond, episode 5, and we've got a rather fun episode for you guys today. We are joined this week by Paizo developer Jason Keeley! Say hello, Jason!
Hello!
Alright, besides our guest Jason, I'm Jefferson J. Thacker, also known as Param.
I'm Alexander Agunis, the Everyman Gamer.
Hi, and I'm James. I write Code Switch.
Excellent. On today's episode, we're going to be tackling one of the more unique, exciting, and perplexing and alien of the systems in Starfinder. It is the other half of Starfinder that makes it the star part. Starship Combat! And to help us learn how to do Starship Combat, Jason Keeley has agreed to come on, be our guest GM in a battle between Alex and James, as well as our tutorial master, as he teaches us step-by-step how Starship Combat works. So if you've ever wanted to know how to pew-pew nuclear missiles in space, this is your podcast. Now, Alex.
The idea for this episode sort of came around because James and I were talking a lot about Starfinder Society, and we were like, man, oh man, it seems like one of the things that really gets people nervous about trying Starfinder Society is Starship Combat, just because learning a new subsystem is hard. So, hey, we're going to try to help you learn it so that you can not be afraid when you sit down at a table at a Starship scenario.
Don't be afraid. It's not going to hurt you.
Yes.
I mean, I think it might hurt my characters.
Yes.
Hopefully it won't hurt me.
Yeah, one of you will die, but it's not going to hurt me.
And it's my thorough hope that a 1 hour to 90 minute podcast full of charming personality and horrible puns will be easier to digest than the several pages of the Starfinder Core Rulebook.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Can't hurt.
All right, so let's us meet our starships and their crew, starting with James. Can you introduce your starships and crew?
All right, so we divided them up into, like, a main ship and a fighter escort. For my main ship, I have the Party Yacht, the flagship of the Party Rock Fleet. It is led by, I forget names. T-Pain's a science officer. Ludacris is your gunner. Andre 3000 is a science officer. Oh, boy, I have the crew here.
Who were the twin consciousnesses?
Oh yeah, the twin consciousnesses of Red Fool and Sky Blue, Red Fool and Sky Blue, are piloting the fighter jet. So yeah, it's just they're undead party liches. You party forever. Party doesn't stop.
Nope, the party doesn't stop ever. I, on the other hand, am flying. Param, if you want to pull up my main ship on the camera, my ship is the Millennial Mockingjay. And my crew is the 6th-level envoy Princess Fisher, the 6th-level operative Harrison Firstfire, the 6th-level soldier Bork, who is a Wookiee, and the 6th-level Solarian, who is Hamel Skycrier. Hamel Skycrier, there we go.
And your fighter escort?
My fighter escort is just the Leet Wing.
Okay.
Which is flown by Pilot Skycrier.
Excellent. All right. For those of us joining us on Twitch Live or on YouTube or watching the video in any form or fashion, we have got visual demonstrations. The reason you can only see a static picture of my face is that my camera is pointed down at the lovely and extremely helpful Paizo Star Combat flip map with lovely hexes on each side, and this thing is the hardest thing to find at any game store right now. I mentioned this was Alex's idea to do the ships. I mentioned last week the really cheap ships going around for $7 for 150 little plastic Army Men quality ships. And so I pulled several of those out and painted them just for the occasion, which is what you're seeing on here. The purple ships are James's ships, and the blue and white ships are Alex's ships.
Yeah, let's go, Millennial Mockingjay. Woo!
I think we have these plastic ships floating around the office as well, just not nicely painted.
These aren't nicely painted either.
They're just painted.
Mine are nice. I totally have your Falcon Flat one. I got that in a grab bag when I was like 9, so I have seen that before.
All right, so the other one thing to note is that we will be switching back. We're going to be doing this combat as best as we can. This is mainly a tutorial, though I imagine they'll be working out some grudges as they try to blow each other up. Jason, how important How important is the starship combat part of Starfinder, in your opinion?
I think it lends a lot of flavor and makes it something different than your other role-playing games. But to be perfectly frank, if you don't want to use starship combat, you can take it out of the game without causing any sort of interference. If you want to have an entire campaign set on Absalom Station and never leave it and never fly into space whatsoever, Starfinder, you can do that with Starfinder, and it works great. You know, we don't have to worry about not having people take certain feats, or the gear economy won't get thrown off. So it's a bit modular in that way.
All right, so you can build your own ships when you're starship combat, or there's plenty of pre-gen ships provided. I know for Pathfinder Society players, you'll be selecting from a grouping of pre-generated ships when your party gets together for an adventure that includes starship combat, so you won't have to worry about building your ships there, though I do understand that there may eventually be starship boons that help expand the available options there.
James has a couple.
Ooh, excellent.
Well, they're more weapon switch-out boons rather than switches of ships.
Listen, just because your envoy icon is super popular with all the weapon companies doesn't mean they're not still boons.
I mean, you know, Lord of War really likes J-pop.
Makes sense.
All right, so let's go ahead and get started. What's the first thing you need to have ready when it is time to shoot the lasers?
Okay, well, you've got your ships, you've got a map all out, you've got them placed on there, that's perfect. You've got the characters built, so, you know, you've got stats to roll when it comes time to that. The first thing we're going to do is I'm going to create a scenario off the top of my head here. So you know, the two sets of crews are just flying along kind of quite normally in their various idioms, when suddenly you are surrounded by fields of glowing purple and bluish energy, and then you're teleported to this giant space arena, and you can hear all of in your minds, "Welcome to the giant space arena! I am Brainulo, and I am here to pit you two crews against one another! Whoever wins will get the most Quatloos!" And indeed, you can see across the field of space your foe, your new hated enemy, and it's the only way you're going to get out of this alive is if you kill those other people. Great. Everyone got that? Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Starship combat occurs in rounds like normal combat, but every round is divided into three phases. The first phase is the engineering phase, and that's when engineers on all ships will act if they have them. I should step back one bit here and say that when you get on a starship, you need to choose one of the five roles: captain, gunner, pilot, engineer, or science officer. Once you've chosen your roles, you can switch them around during space combat, but it's good to know where you are when this thing starts. So I assume you all have you've gone to your stations.
Yes, Princess Fisher will be my captain.
Terrific. Okay, so phase one will be the engineering phase. All engineers will act. Phase two will be the helm phase. There'll be a kind of piloting roll off to see who has to move their ships first. Moving your ships first is actually detrimental because you can those who roll better at this piloting check get to move their ships later. It's a little backwards from regular initiative, but it helps to sort of if you're a better pilot, you can set yourself up for better shots and whatnot. During the piloting phase, once we've figured out who goes first, the pilots take their actions. Science officers take their actions at the same time as their pilots. And science officers will be scanning, targeting weapons onto systems of the other ships, that sort of thing. Whereas the pilot will be moving the ship on the board and doing fun stunts and that sort of thing. And then we move on to phase three, which is the gunnery phase, and that's when gunners shoot at each other. All of this kind of happens simultaneously, so if a ship happens to get destroyed in the middle of a gunnery phase, it doesn't actually get destroyed until the end of the gunnery phase. The damage doesn't get applied until everyone's got a chance to shoot, if that's possible. The only role I didn't mention was the captain, and the captain can act during any of the phases, generally before anyone else on their crew acts, because the captain likes to give out bonuses and maybe penalties to the enemy crew. That's up to them. So let's get started. You've got the engineering phase. Let's start with our engineers. Alex, You're alphabetically first, so what is your engineer going to do?
I think my engineer is going to start off being my soldier, and there's like a list of actions that engineers can pick from, right?
That's right. Everyone, every role has certain actions that they can take during the year during their phase. One thing you can do is you can early on you can divert. There's nothing that an engineer to fix at the right at the beginning, so you can try maybe diverting power to your ship's engines, give them a little boost. You can divert some power to your ship's weapons, give them a little boost. And right now, that's and the first round of combat, there's not much else that engineers can do until things start breaking.
So, is the scan action something my engineer does, or is that
that's
something
the science officer?
Actually. Okay.
Yeah.
I actually don't think I have enough crew members for an engineer then, so I don't think I'm going to do anything this phase.
Okay. Mm-hmm. James, you got an engineer?
I would, but T-Pain's over in the science wing, so
okay,
for now.
Fair enough. Generally, the first up, we can kind of also sort of glaze past the engineering phase. You'll need those engineers later. So let's move on to the piloting phase. Each pilot of a ship is going to make a piloting check. And we will basically, whoever rolls lowest will have to move that ship first. So you've got pilots on each of your two ships, I hope.
Yes.
Otherwise they're just drifting through space. So go ahead and roll your pilot. Let's start with your tier 6 ships. What are their piloting checks?
Okay. All right. Harrison gets... Oh, I rolled an 18. So with my plus 15 piloting bonus, that's a 33.
And Andre 3000, I rolled an 11, so that's a 24 with my piloting bonus.
Okay, and now your fighter escorts.
Okay. Oh, Hamill, I don't know if that's okay.
Oh, well, I rolled a 1 on the dice there.
You're making me feel better, James. I rolled a 10 for a 23.
Okay. And I'm going to assume, James, that's less than your... 1 on the dice is less than 23.
Yeah, so it's 12.
Okay, cool. All right, so, that 12 is actually going to move first. So, James, you have to move your fighter first. Now, the pilots on your ship here can move up to the speed here, or you can do, without having to make a check, you can just move up to speed, turning when you're ready to turn. Now, turning is an interesting concept here because you should have a maneuverability. And it'll give you sort of a turn radius number, like turn 2 or turn 0. That's the number of hexes you have to move forward before you can make a 1 hex face turn. Does that make sense?
Yes, indeed it does.
Okay. And so, let's see it. Mm. Yes, Baron?
Yeah. And what is the maneuverability on your ships, James?
On the Hook, which is the luxury jet there, it is good maneuverability, so turn 1, with a speed of 6.
All right, okay. So where do you want this ship to go?
This is also when a pilot might want to do a fancy stunt or maneuver to maybe move a few more hexes or do something that a ship normally can't do, like glide or go backwards.
Okay, and with the yacht, because it was the yacht that was up first. I'm sorry, I got those mixed up.
Actually, I think you got your two roles mixed up? Okay,
mm-hmm.
So your tier 6 is going first?
Yeah.
Okay, it's got the 12.
Yep.
All right, cool.
So with that one is average 2 maneuverability, 4 speed. So is there any actions that allows me to, like, push my engines to the limit, go a little faster?
Indeed, there are. Let's try to do that. No, actually. You can reduce your distance between turns if you do a maneuver action with your pilot. Okay. It'll still get your same speed. If you had an engineer, your engineer could have boosted power to your engines and you can go a little faster.
Oh, T-Pain, why were you in the science wing? All right, so what I would do is I will advance Param, if you would, 3 forward, and then I 1 turn starboard, or port, and continue 1 more square.
Okay.
And that's the movement.
All right, moving in. Does your science officer on the yacht want to do anything?
He wants to scan the Millennial Mockingjay there.
Yes, sure thing.
So that is a computer's check, right?
That's right, computer's check.
Okay. So with that, he gets a 30.
All right. So, Alex, what is the what's your 16 for your Millennial Mockingjay? What's your bonus to defensive countermeasures? That's basically what mark defense countermeasures do you have?
Let me think.
On your Mockingjay.
On this. Is that the TL? No, that's the turning thing, right?
That'll be related to that. That's basically how you get your TL. So if you look down your systems, maybe
I have a 3. Yeah.
Okay, so it's a 19 DC that you needed to beat. You got a 30, and that means you're going to get sort of basic information about Alex's ship, and let's see, and its defenses. So, meaning
like, armor class, TL. Him?
Yeah, tell him, well, basically, you know, you're living crew complement. We already kind of all know about that and what your ship size and speed is. Yeah. But tell him you're the Millennial Mockingjay's armor class, TL, total hull points, all that good stuff. Shield points.
I have a armor class of 22, a TL of 20. I have 50 shield points, critical threshold of 10, and I think the hull points are 50, if I'm reading this right. Yeah, that's 50.
Okay.
I have 50 hull points.
Right.
That's and for the Millennial Mockingjay.
Are your shields evenly distributed between the four quadrants, that 50?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, okay, they are.
Great. So now you know where he's weak, which is equally all around. Terrific. All right, Alex, your fighter jet is going to go next.
I guess I feel like Mark Hamill is feeling a little bit cocky in his T-wing, so he's going to go ahead and he's going to try to move up one, two, I guess three hexes, and then try to do the same turning maneuver that he did. So what are my fighter has weapons. He has plasma cannons and stuff, which I think have short range. So, like, how is short range calculated in Starship Combat? Is it like Pathfinder where it's 5 + 1 for every 2?
It's 5 hexes. Short range is 5 hexes.
So, judging from where I am now, I'm within 5 hexes. So, if I go in the battle phase, I can shoot him.
That's correct.
Okay.
You can shoot outside the like with a regular range combat in Pathfinder and in Starfinder. If you shoot outside the range increment, you'll just take some penalties. Yeah. So you can shoot farther than the 5 hexes, but 5 hexes is your sweet spot.
Gotcha. So my fighter dude, it's a one-man vessel. It's just Mark Hamill in there, right?
Okay,
so,
great.
So he can't do other actions besides piloting if he's piloting, right? He can't do more than one role.
You can't do more than one roll, but there are two actions, and you may want to, like, next turn decide what seat basically Mark Hamill is taking in this. He can be a main pilot or main gunner on his one person vessel, but there are what are called minor actions that you can do if no one else is in the other action. So, if for instance this turn, if you wanted to shoot your guns, you're going to be taking, I believe it is a -4 penalty. No, only a -2. You're taking a snapshot, so the -2 penalty. You can only shoot one gun, as opposed to a gunner can normally maybe shoot multiple guns when you're the main gunner. So you're going to be able to take one shot at a -2. If at the beginning of next round you want to say, okay, I want to focus, Mark Hamill's going to focus mainly on shooting, he'll say he's in the main gunnery role. He can still make a piloting. He can still move the ship. The ship moves, basically glides along. It was about half speed. The turn radius, I believe, is increased by 2. So you don't pilot as well, and you can't do stunts and stuff like that. But it is sort of... So there are those two minor actions for when you don't have someone in a very crucial role, which we needed to have because there are a few of these one-person spaceships, essentially.
Yeah.
Now,
that makes sense.
Now, what role does the computer play in all of this?
So a computer is more of an assistive computer. It's not going to be doing anything for you, exactly. If you have a computer on board your ship, you might more than a basic computer. Everyone's got a basic computer, at least. If you have a computer that gives you bonuses, you can apply those bonuses however you like in the course of a round. Usually it's something like, it'll be a +1 on 2 checks every round. So you can just sort of basically add that in when you need it. Mm-hmm. But do that before you roll. To get your bonus before you roll. So decide where they're going to go.
I think Mark Hamill's got it.
He's got it. We're going to move on to James's fighter.
Fighter. Okay. So what I would like to do is pair him 2 hexes forward. And then a hex turn to port. And then 4 forward.
Nice.
Oh, gosh. The party fighter. I'm being engaged.
All right.
It's blaring party rock. You're overwhelmed by the
man,
party.
Man, I sure hope we're not closing the gap. That'd kind of ruin the campaign setting. Let's continue.
All right. Hans. all right. Moving on to the Millennial Mockingjay.
Okay.
Darn millennials.
I try. They're killing everything, starting with music. So I have turn 1. Does that mean I have to move 1 hex before I can turn it?
That's right.
Okay. So I am going to have... now, do I have to move before I try to scan, or can I do it that in any order?
You can do the scan, but you can do it in any order. If you want to do a scan first... All right.
I want to scan the little fighter jet that's about to engage Mark Hamill. So right. I make a computer...
Give me a computer's roll.
Make a Matt Hormel.
Go on, Bork, you can do it. Bork! I only got an 18.
That's a... What's your defensive countermeasures on your party fighter jet, James?
On the defensive countermeasures, it is 4.
Okay, so 16 was the number you had to beat. so you're able to get the most basic information. For every 5 you would have gotten over that DC, you would have gotten the next level of information. Okay. So the information you don't have, it starts off with a living crew complement, ship classification, size, speed, and maneuverability, which partially what we already know. There's one person aboard there.
Okay.
Speed size, 6, maneuverability 1, tiny. Well,
I wanted to know shields, but I didn't learn that. So I'm just going to have to...
The next time you scan, you'll get the information you haven't gotten yet.
Yeah.
Successfully.
Well, I think my crew would be like, well, if this guy is engaging head-on, he's probably got more shields to the front. So let's try to get him in his side. So my Millennial Falcon actually has a speed of 10, so I can move him 10, right?
That's right.
Listen, it's the fastest cargo ship in the galaxy, James.
I mean, when you make the Kessel Run in 12 parsecs, I mean, jeez.
So, Param, will you advance me 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 hexes? Yeah. And then I'm going to turn so that I'm facing his port is over on the left, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm going to Can I turn all that way, or can I...
No, you can turn one hex face at a time.
Okay. So
unless you have the maneuverability of perfect.
I only have a maneuverability of good. So I'm going to turn there, and I guess I'll rely on my own port lasers to help out Mark for now, and then try to turn more later.
Use your port lasers.
That's your starboard. The one you want to do is your starboard.
Don't tell him.
Look, I'm trying to be helpful tutorial person. Yeah. Okay. We are on to moving on to gunnery phase. We'll do this in the same order that we basically did the piloting phase, but again, all damage is applied at the end.
This is our favorite phase.
So we are going to start with James's big old ship, Party Yacht.
Okay, with the Party Yacht, it's going to do shots. I am going to have Ludacris spend a point of resolve to push gunnery to broadside with all the guns in the front arc.
Okay.
Oh, shoot, I don't know what any of that means.
What he is now doing is doing a broadside. So there are push actions later on when you get more high level, like, say, 6th level. You can do certain actions by spending resolve points. And push actions, you can do them as long as the system that performs that action is not busted in any way.
Okay.
So once your guns start getting busted, you can't do this. And then also when you run out of resolve points. But let's take a look at the broadsides. You're going to fire all the starship weapons mounted to one arc. Each weapon can target any vessel in that arc. But it looks like, are you doing your forward arc,
yep,
James?
Yep, forward arc
looks like all you've got in your forward arc at the moment is just your small fighter. So they're all going to target that. But each of these attacks is made with a -2 penalty.
Yep, and that might be what ends up saving the poor little guy in there. A 17 does not hit with a grasser shot, does it?
No, you need a 19.
Ooh, and the other one is a torpedo, so it would come out, but it would miss, because it would also be underneath that number.
The cycle is with you, Hamill!
your TL and your AC of your tiny fighter is basically the same? Close enough?
TL is 18, yeah. It's one level.
Yeah, still okay. Great. Yeah, that rock shoots off. All right, so... That's one of your missiles down for the fight.
Dang it, Luda.
All right. And
moving on to your fight. Yeah, Mark, our little Hamill.
Okay, so when I attack, I use Mark Hamill's attack bonus for ranged weapons, right?
Right, what you're going to be doing is adding either his base attack bonus plus his dex, or his ranks in piloting plus his dex, whichever is best.
Well, he's a Solarian, so he's got full base attack bonus, so I guess they're probably about the same.
They might be about the same.
So I think what he's going to do is he has 3 forward-facing weapons. He's got a light plasma... Oh, no, he's got 2. He's got a light plasma cannon, and he's got a tactical nuclear missile launcher. It sounds like shooting James right there in the front is pretty okay for him. So I'm going to shoot the mini party fighter that he's got.
Now you've got you're basically making a snapshot on this, so you can only fire one of those weapons.
Oh right,
and it's at a -2 penalty. So choose wisely.
The nuke.
The nuke. Let's do it. Oh boy, into nukes.
Oh jeez,
I'm sorry, James. I have to do it. It's my destiny. The force is the force is with me.
God, sorry for party rocking.
While Alex is rolling. Not with me. Oh.
What'd you get? Only rolled a 10.
Now, before we move on, Jason, you mentioned yes. AC and TL. Can you explain the difference between those?
That's right. So, for ships have AC and TL. It's a little bit much like the way a normal character in Starfinder has an EAC and a KAC. Your AC is your armor class, and that's against direct fire weapons, such as lasers, and very rarely, actual bullets. Whereas your TL is your tracking lock, which is sort of your armor class against tracking weapons, which are your torpedoes and your missiles. Now, the fun thing about tracking weapons is that often they're fired sort of when they're real close, but you can, if you need to, fire them from far away, and they will be on the board, essentially, as little tiny ships that will get closer and closer. But the gunner has to succeed at the TL every round. As soon as a gunner fails at a TL check, basically at a gunnery check that doesn't hit the TL, then the rocket goes off.
Oh, disappears. No.
Yeah.
So my nuke horribly misses you, right, James?
Your nuke horribly is a miss, so that, again, you're
the force
one down.
Wasn't with me. No. How do I know how many nukes I have? I'm looking at the stat block I pulled out of the book. Like, I didn't build this.
It should say, well, it may not be in the... Oh, it's one of the ones you pulled out of the book. Some of the things that this is one of the weapons that has kind of like special weapon properties. It has both the irradiate special property, which would have irradiated whoever was aboard that ship. but it also is, like most, that might change in the future, target lock weapons, they have limited firing capabilities per encounter. Right now, it's 5. You get 5 per encounter because they do way more damage.
Yeah, I can see that. That's why I fired my missile, my nuclear missile.
You get 5 chances.
Oh, right.
Just like we are in an arena. What are the stadium, this Colosseum, just flying off nukes?
Yeah, that's fine.
Those are for cheap seats. It doesn't matter. Yeah.
Listen,
get your space peanuts here. Oh, no!
This is the Millennial Falcon. It's just another thing for the kill list.
We're going to move on to James's fighter.
All right, my fighter, seeing a nuke being shot at it, which, wow, that is a weird escalation of this situation, is going to take a snapshot. On his forward arc, he has a plasma torpedo launcher that he's going to try to fire off.
That sure, let's do it.
Oh, those go wide as I get... that is not very good, because he is not very good at shooting. 17 minus 2 is 15. That does not hit your TL, right?
It does not.
Oh, man. We're going to be here all night.
space.
So, let's move on to the Millennial.
The Millennial Falcon. All right, so if I'm looking at this right, James's fighter is in my starboard.
That's right. Right in your starboard arc.
And his fighter isn't in my forward, is it? Like, it's at that weird diagonal. Okay. Yeah. Oh, okay, yeah, I see the line. So he's going to – the Millennial Falcon is going to take a pot shot at James's fighter, too. That is going to be – it's a light gyro laser. Okay. Did I say that right?
Hero.
yeah. Well, I know one of those is like – one of those is like a Greek crepe, so I'm not sure. I don't know. Our viewers know enough to know that like my fatal heroic flaw is pronunciation. So yeah, we're gonna totally fire that weapon, Chief. Okay, so that's be a +9.
Greek crepes away from
does me. A 26 hit you? I think that's an AC weapon, my laser, right?
Yeah, that's a direct fire weapon.
Okay. Yeah,
26 will connect.
Take this. Oh, wait, no, it'd be 24 because of the penalty for me doing the thing that we were talking about, right?
Oh, do you not have a gunner? You not have a dedicated gunner aboard the Millennial?
No, Chewbacca is on the science thing right now.
Science team. All right, cool. Yep. Still -2, but it still hits.
Bork's job is to basically be whatever the team needs at any given moment. He just runs around like in the movies. I rolled a 4 to hit you, James, for damage.
All right. 4 points off your port shields, if you have any.
Oh, I do. It's my starboard shield. And they're doing okay.
Explosions!
They're still up. Still holding strong.
I didn't destroy you with one shot. That'd be bad.
No, that'd be crazy. End of round one. Beginning of round two. Is anyone switching roles real quickly? Does anyone need to go into engineering? Switch from pilot to gunner? That sort of thing?
I think Orc is going to move to gunner now that we've engaged.
Sounds great.
And I think Hamill is going to stop being primary pilot and move to primary gunner. Let's attack! Go on the offensive!
Alex, you forgot to use your captain last round.
Oh, I did!
You both forgot to use your captain if you've got them.
My captain was getting crunk. He needed time to put down the chalice and pick up the admiral hat.
That sounds
Princess good. Fisher was too busy, like, creeping her temples, like...
She's evil. Okay, great. So, it doesn't sound like we have any engineers...
I'm moving T-Pain from the science room to another gunner.
Terrific.
Place. Yep, to the front.
Oh, God, no. More guns.
More guns. So let's do the piloting off once again. Roll a piloting check for each of your ships.
Okay. The hook.
Come on, first fire, I need you to win this.
And this is another key difference between this and the tactical combat, where the quote-unquote initiative piloting check is rerolled every single round.
That's right, yeah. So, because the tides of battle can change in an instant.
All right.
Good. Oh, that was pretty good, too. So, the Millennial Falcon got a 31. I rolled a 16.
Okay. And
the Sky Crier's plane, which I don't think has a proper name right now, got a 24.
The T-Wing.
They beat both of mine.
Yeah! Right. 23. Wait, that means he gets to shoot me first. I don't know if that's good or not.
No,
yeah,
that's fine.
Which one of your two ships did worse, James?
The party yacht.
The party yacht. So let's do the party yacht first.
Mm-hmm. So the party yacht is going to try to have its pilot, Andre 3000, do a stunt while he moves.
Nice. Ooh. What stunt are you stunting?
He's going to try to do an evade because all things right, are starting to look maneuvers. Real bad.
Yep.
And let me see. Oh, that's good. So 19 plus... 13 is 32, which blasts it. So,
yep. So now your party yacht has got a +2 armor class, +2 TL to the beginning of your next turn, and you actually get to move normally. Is it there?
Pear, could you move me 2 forward and then 1 to the port, and then 2 forward and then 1 to starboard.
Yeah. Let's see the fighter jet now. Oh, you have to do. You've moved your science officer, so let's see your fighter jets.
Yeah, that one's going to try to do a back off maneuver as he's the primary pilot in there. He succeeds, so he is going to back up 3 squares just to open up that middle arena there.
There you go.
And that's their turn.
You want to be careful. There are if you fly through an enemy. Starship's Hex, which you can do basically for free, but that, well, I say for free because the enemy starship just basically gets this little attack of opportunity on you. A pseudo attack of opportunity. And there's a stunt that lets you do that. If you succeed, you can fly through there. They don't get to shoot at you, and you get to shoot at them. It's good stuff.
Now, moving on. They're doing these stunt checks, but what are the DCs? How are the DCs that they're doing them against calculated?
There's calculated with the based on the tier of the starship. So as you get better, we're trying to keep it about even. So as you get better, the checks get a little harder, but you're also getting that much better. So then they're all sort of in here. They're calculated in various different ways, but they're all are in the book.
Cool. All right.
Dogs. And now we're moving on to the T-Wing.
All right. So I am major gunner in it right now. So is there a minor action that lets me move back closer to bridge the gap that he's just built?
You get to move half your speed, normal speed, and your turning radius, if you need it, is increased by 2.
Well, this is probably a good time for me to mention to James that my little itty-bitty ship speed is also 10. So,
what are you running from, the Empire or something?
we're gonna also re-engage with the little ship. So I'm going to move up 3 squares, Param. You can put me, right up in his face again.
Oh, leave the dual consciousness alone.
I'm sorry. And then for the other one, I would like to try to move the Millennial Falcon, because for its turn, I want to move it up 1, 2, 3, 4, and then try to turn it so that its forward-facing is facing right into James's starboard again. So do I need to make any checks for that, Jason?
No, actually, what you'll probably want to do is actually not move it up so far, because you want the forward arc to be pointing towards the tiny fighter. So maybe 3, and then turn 1 hex, he'll be in your forward arc.
Okay, let's try that. I will take the advice of the guy who helped design the rule system.
So how many forward?
3.
Just 3, yeah.
And then I'll turn it to so that my weapons are in his arc. Yeah. Well, right where we were.
Right in the forward arc. Terrific. Let's move on to gunning. This might be a good chance for your captains to step in and give people bonuses. I'm just saying. All right, party yacht, you're first to gun. Which one are you in again? Do you have any?
So I do have starboard? A turret. I do have a turret, but I sent both my gunners to the front.
Okay, so you don't have to pick what arc your gunners are in when you just say, I'm a gunner. Picturing this, you can picture it a little bit like Star Wars and where there are gunner positions, but a lot of times I'm picturing it more like Worf on the bridge of the Enterprise, right? He does it with a computer. He just goes beep, beep, firing torpedoes. It doesn't matter where, you know. So it's a little more that than Star Wars, the more Star Trek than Star Wars.
Okay.
So you can shoot any available arc you want.
Okay. First, I would like to have my captain encourage Ludacris to hit him with the light torpedo launcher that's on the turret.
Oh, God. This might have been a bad idea.
He got... Oh, I'm sorry. He's an envoy. So I'm missing a d6 here. There we go. So 2 plus 16... 23 will do it.
Sure it will. So Ludacris gets that plus 2.
Nice. So Ludacris will get off the torpedo there. That number would be a 23 with the torpedo against small flyer.
Yeah, that'll hit.
All right, that's going to hit you. It's going to hit you in your port. No, starboard.
And then T-Pain would go for 18, which I don't think will hit.
Is it against my AC or my TL?
Your AC.
It won't hit my AC.
Okay. So
We'll do that damage now, so we don't forget, but it doesn't technically get applied.
Okay, it comes 10 damage.
Okay. 10
damage to your starboard shields if you got them.
I don't think this one has shields. Oh, it does. It has basic shields. Okay. So, all right. Oh, that was good. That was scary.
There we go, Luda. Get back.
All right. Now your fighter jet, James.
The fighter jet. Backed off, but it will try to give another snapshot with its plasma torpedo launcher. 14 plus 8. does a 20 hit your ship there?
Oh, yeah, you got me.
Oh, boy. This has been a red letter day. So, this is a light plasma torpedo launcher, so it does a little more. That's 19.
That's into your front arc, so you could take the shields off that first, and then probably apply to the hull at this point.
Yeah, that's going to take off my 10. That you said it was the port side one, right? No.
Well, the first one was your starboard. Next one was front. 4, not port.
Okay. Yeah, that is pain. Man, oh man.
How does a crowd like that?
Yeah, tell us the crowd's reactions while I do math.
200 quattlos on the newcomer.
Yeah, aren't we both newcomers?
Oh, you've been here before.
No. All right. So it's my turn, and
I just want to point this out. Remember that when you take an amount of damage to your hull, and increments of your critical threshold, you take a critical damage effect. So I think you're one away from that.
No, my critical is that CT.
Yeah, that's your CT.
So I took 9 hull points, and in my CT is 7.
Oh, so I take righty. You're going to take a critical damage effect. Roll a D100.
Me or James?
It doesn't matter. One of you.
You. All right. Decide your fate.
I will. The force is with me. Oh gosh, 65. Maybe it's not with me.
That's your engine. So your engines are now glitching from here on out until you fix it. The engines of your T-wing take a -2. You take basically a -2 to all your piloting actions with the T-wing.
Okay. All right. Good to know. Also,
however, it is now T-wing's time to shine.
Yeah.
Shoot him up.
Are you ready for this, James?
I'm gonna
blast your forward shields into particle dust. Maybe. I don't know if that made sense. First, I'm going to fire my light plasma cannon, since he's gunnery. Oh, no, that's a 9.
No.
Hurry. You softened them up. Now follow up with the missile. Does a 17 hit you?
A 17 with a missile, and this is against my... Small fighter or against a luxury like fighter?
The small fighter right in front of me.
Small fighter, that will miss.
No! Alright, I'm going to use Carrie Fisher to try to boost Bork's chance of hitting because Hamilton is just not working. Alright, so I make a diplomacy check, right, as part of the moving speech?
Yep.
Okay. And she's my envoy, so d6. Oh, that might actually do it. So with the envoy dice, that's a 15.
Yeah,
and
that's good.
And then... with my diplomacy bonus.
Yeah.
Oh, with my diplomacy bonus, it's a 28.
Yeah. The moving speech is actually a pretty static bonus. So, static DC, I should say. So
that's cool.
You got it. You got it in spades.
So it says twice to take the better result when making crew actions. Does that include shooting?
Oh, you're doing the move. That's a 12th level ability. You can't give a moving speech.
Oh, that's 12th level ability. Whoops.
I thought you were giving the encourage.
Oh, let's do the encourage one then.
Which is just an 8 another to the +2 to the shot.
Okay, so the next shot I do.
Yes.
Okay, that's a good thing to know. It's like 8 another. Okay, I have 2 plasma cannons on my forward facing to shoot at James because it'll be funny.
So are you basically you're gonna take? So there's the shoot action which lets you fire 1, the fire at will which lets you fire 2 starship weapons each at a -4, like a full attack. Or you can do a broadside, unless if all of these weapons are mounted in the same arc, you can shoot them if you do a broadside.
I want to do the broadside because they're all in the same arc.
Terrific. Spend a resolve point.
Oh, right.
Your Wookiee.
My Wookiee will use his resolve point. He has a couple more left, his full allotment, actually. I'm still not used to looking at these sheets all the way. His strength. Oh, so he's got 3 more to go. So I spend a resolve point. Now what?
You're doing a broadside. So you're basically shooting all the weapons in your forward arc, I take it?
Yes.
Great.
Oh, right.
Do it. Each of these attacks do have a -2, but...
Okay. So I normally get an 8. -2 would be 6, but in my first one gets the 8 another bonus, or do both of them get it?
I believe it is... double check that. It's just one check. So.
All right. So the first one will be the better one. Let's go. Come on, Chewbacca. Oh, 25.
Oh, that'll hit.
All right. Here's the second one. Oh, that one is going to be with the -2. That would bring it to 6. 21.
21 will miss.
Oh, no. Ooh. You're too good for me, James.
It's the twin consciousness. What can you do?
I don't know.
All that damage.
I thought that your minor fighter jet would be easy to hit, but I was proven wrong. So that is going to be 5 damage.
5, okay.
Just covered.
My shields are still up.
Ooh. Okay.
All right, next round. Moving on.
Nobody's moving anywhere.
Engineering phase. Everyone staying put?
Yes. I don't think my Solarian has engineering, so I don't think he can divert power to shields. So, yeah. No, we're going to stay put.
All right. Sam, we'll skip that and move on to the piloting checks.
So, I spent time and upgraded my computer system. On my jet, I have a tier Mark II to Duodome to computer. So, I'm able to add +1 to just flat checks, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to add it to this piloting.
Do it twice per round, I believe. Twice per plus
one. Nice. So I'm going to use one of them here on this piloting check.
Okay.
On the Party Rock jet there, I got a 29.
So your fighter jet or your yacht?
My fighter jet.
Fighter jet, okay.
And for the yacht, it got a 15 plus 8 is 21. 22, sorry, 23.
All right. Mm-hmm. Alex, what'd you get on your piloting checks?
I was reading comments. I apologize.
That's fine.
Apparently, Mark Hamill was reading the comment section, too, because he got a ever-so-impressive score of an 18 for his piloting check for the T-Fighter. And I didn't do much better for that one. Gosh, we're losing bad. 23 this time for first fire.
Okay, so we'll do the T-Wing first. You get to do your movement. Is Hamilton still a gunner or now full pilot?
I think he is going to try and switch to pilot. I want to do that stunt where you move over the person and shoot them while you're flying
the
by
flyby stunts.
Yeah. So
okay.
Let's give it a shot. I make a piloting check, correct?
That is correct. Make a piloting check.
Oh right, here we go. Oh gosh, that's a natural one. 14. No.
Right. Okay, so here's what's gonna happen to you because you failed that pretty bad. What is the failure condition here?
Okay, clearly these dice, everybody okay. they get punished. You get now. To.
You can move normally.
Okay.
You're gonna move through the hex because that was what you're planning on doing. But otherwise, move normally. Where do you want to go?
So he gets to bot me, right?
That'll happen when we're done with your. When we figure out where you're going, we're gonna have him give you a good shooting.
Param, it kind of looks blurry. I can't really see very well. There we go.
You were two hexes away from his hex.
I wanted to move through him three squares, and then if I could start like turning around to reface him, so like two squares and then turn, so I'd be in his back. Oh, but it didn't work. I'm going to get blasted by the consciousness.
The twin consciousnesses of Sky Blue.
So here's a question. Does each consciousness control a different gun?
No. They're just two beings as one in Party Rock.
Okay, so we'll do that right now. Twin consciousness. Make a gunnery check on one of your front arc weapons.
All right, I'm going to use the chain cannon. You get in close, you get the thorns there, but I'm going to miss because that is like a solid 12.
All right.
Yeah, we did it. My dad said I couldn't do it, that I'd never amount to anything, but man, oh man, Darth Vader was wrong.
All right, Alex and James, between your two pilots on your big ships,
yeah.
Do you have equal numbers of ranks in piloting? I assume six?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, roll your piloting check again. We need to have a roll-off here to see who goes first, or technically.
With whom am I rolling for?
You're on with your millennial... You're on Harrison here, his piloting check.
So it's, okay, so...
We both got a 23 on the first check, the opposed check to see who goes first, so we got to have
a roll. So I have a plus 15 bonus on piloting checks, so I'd add that to the 7 I rolled for 22, right?
Okay, yes.
Okay.
And James, what'd you get?
24.
All right. So, Alex, you're going to move the Millennial Mockingjay first.
Oh, gosh, no.
Yes.
I'm just going straight into these horrible situations.
Yeah, you're not doing too good.
It looks like the galaxy isn't going to do great. I want to do that action where you stay where you are and you just turn to face people.
The turn-in-place action. It's a stunt. Yeah. Give me a check on the piloting.
Piloting. 31.
That'll do it.
So I want to change it so that James's fighter is still in my front arc, but I feel like if I turn it enough, I could catch his big ship in my other arc. Am I crazy? I feel like I'm crazy.
Which was your other... What do you mean by other arc?
Let me think. Port...
That's
starboard.
Backwards. That's backwards to me.
Yeah,
It's all in moonspeak.
Moon language.
Oh, wait, actually, if I just turn it straight so I'm parallel to the line, they'd both be in the front arc, wouldn't they? So, yeah, let's just turn it so they're both in the front arc. Can you do that for me, Param?
Well, the tiny jet isn't going to be in your front arc, but he might move into your front arc.
Okay, yeah.
We'll actually, just leave it where it is, Param, and then just turn it one clockwise.
Yeah.
So you can see that line going... There you go. So you're right outside, but this is the big ship is now in your front arc. It's a little further away, but
that's fine. I am one with the force, and the force.
You've got
to
when you move your ships first, you kind of have to anticipate your enemy's actions. And speaking of your enemy's actions,
I'm going first.
James, it's time for the party yacht.
The party yacht is going to evade. It's going to try to evade. It gets a 12. It gets a 25, so it's good. Pam put me two forward, one to port, or to starboard, sorry, and then two forward and one to starboard. There we go.
Nothing good. And the tiny ship, Tiny Fights.
Tiny Fights will, they're not in a great spot. You've surrounded me, which isn't cool. Param, I'm going to ask you to go one forward, one to starboard, two forward, and one to starboard.
Oh, boy.
And I think I'm good there.
The twin consciousnesses are bold. They're just all up in everyone's face all the time.
That's how you distribute the shots.
Okay, shots. Let's talk about shooting. T-Wing, it is your turn to shoot.
T-Wing?
T-Wing. Alex.
Oh, T-Wing, okay.
T-Wing, sorry. T-Wing, yeah. Sorry. Yeah. I get it.
All right, so let me think. They are more than five away from me now, right? Mm-hmm. And that's what it looks like, Param?
No, they're exactly five away from
me. You are in short range, James. I will shoot you into that side that I don't think I've shot yet, therefore having minimal effect, but I don't care.
No, spread out the pain.
I'm going to try to hope for the best luck. Go ahead, Jason. I'm sorry.
Does it say that you have a starboard side gun?
Oh, no. I don't have a starboard side gun, so no.
You have a... happen. Yeah. Well, so you do have a gyro laser. Where is that, by the way?
On him, so the gyro lasers are on the front arc, but they're on the Millennial Mockingjay. They're not on.
Oh, okay, they're not on anything.
Yeah, the T-wing has a light plasma cannon and tactical nuclear missile launchers.
But just in the front.
Yeah. Okay. So that's not going to work.
Yeah, you can't shoot anything from there.
Is there anything else I can do during the gunnery phase?
No, if you can't shoot, you can't shoot. So we're going to move on to the Millennial Mockingjay.
All right, I'm going to use Princess Fisher to try to get a bonus. Let's do it. Princess Fisher, encourage my, Han Solo guy. Ooh, that's rough. I don't know what the DC is, but I might not have made it. Oh, wait, she's an envoy. Extra D6, go. Oh, yeah, that's a 5. There we go. Now we're up to 12. With her diplomacy bonus, that's a 25.
It is actually supposed to be 15. So you're good.
Oh, so I beat it without...
Yes, okay. You got it. Yeah.
Sweet. Okay, I'm going to do the thing where I take the -4 to fire both plasma cannons at James.
Sounds good.
At which ship?
Right in front of me at the consciousness.
Okay, the twin consciousness.
The party fighter.
Let's do it. Go on, Bork, you can do it. I believe in you. Believe in me, too. Does a 28 hit you?
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
All right, second one. Oh, that one totally missed. That's like a 10.
Aw.
All right, so let's see. According to this, this gun is much better than the other one. This is 2d12.
My evade action didn't help at all.
So the first one is 11, and the second one is 6 for 17 damage to your front shields.
Ooh, all right, so that goes the shields there. And then it hits a critical threshold of mine. Actually, two of them.
Whoa, two critical thresholds.
Mm-hmm.
Two critical effects. Let's see them D100s.
All right, so the first one is a 8, which is life support. That's not good. Second...
All your guys are liches, aren't they fine?
I mean, as soon as there's rules for them, yes, but technically yes. The second is the sensors. Okay. So science officer and captain actions get a -2.
To be fair, on your tiny fighter ship, that's not that big of a deal.
Right, like, they're just...
Because you don't really make captain actions or science officer actions on them usually anyway, because you're just flying and shooting.
All right, James, bring it. Bring me your pain. Come on, Zonda. All right.
Hardy yachts. Time to shoot.
Hardy yacht. I'm going to try to have Lil Jon there inspire Ludacris on that grasser.
No, don't do it.
He is able to get a 16 over 25, so that one's good. So he's going to get a +2 to that. The Grasser shot, which is short range, so it's taking a penalty. Yeah. And then T-Pain, who moved over, is going to fire the light torpedo launcher and probably get a hit, which is good. The first shot comes off as a as a 20. Does a 20 hit?
No.
Oh, darn. the second one is a 29.
That'll hit me.
I rolled almost a crit. That would have been nice.
No crits.
So your front arc of your Millennium Mockingjay there will take 11 points of damage.
Oh, no, that's almost enough to break my shields.
Oh, look at me. I still have shields. I'm so cool. and then the party jet, the hook, is going to take a snapshot with its light plasma torpedo and get a nat 20.
No!
All right. Okay. So, roll the damage up. If you do any hull point damage, it's an automatic critical effect.
All right.
On top of whatever might happen to the damage.
All right. I rolled 17.
All right, 17 damage to your front arc, Millennium Mockingjay.
Yeah, that does some hull point damage.
Does it do enough to cause a critical effect through your critical threshold?
Yes.
Okay, so you're going to have two critical effects happen right now.
Oh, God, no.
Yep, it's all going bad for everybody.
I only have two more rockets left on this one.
So give me a D100, Alex, twice.
Oh, God, no, my pain. James, can you roll that? I put my D100s away out because the dice were being misbehaving.
That's all right. Your D100 roll comes out to be a 4.
Okay.
I don't know if that's good or not.
That's your life support. So.
Oh, no, that's bad. I need
All of your captain actions are going to take a -2 penalty. They're glitching. James, roll that D100 again.
Okay.
You got a nat 20.
Does so that happen because there's less oxygen so Princess Fisher can't shout as well or something?
Basically.
So it is a 44, so the weapons array.
All right, roll... How many arcs have on the Millennium have weapons in them?
It's got two in the front, one on the port, and one on the starboard.
All right, roll a d4. A 1 and 2, and one of the two in the front, 3 port, 4 starboard.
Okay, 3.
Okay, 3 port, right? Is that what I said? So your port gun is glitching. It's going to take a -2 penalty to use.
Oh, God, no.
You're on out. Yep.
Yeah, so don't try to shoot your escort fighter.
Yeah. all right, I think that's the end of the round. We'll move on to the top of the round. Is anyone engineering to fix their ships?
Oh, yeah. Let's have Chewbacca switch to be an engineer to fix my ship.
All right, we're going to do that right now. So give me a patch him up.
That's
an engineering check, yep.
All right, go, Chewbacca, go. Show them how great you are at this. 26.
That's good. Which of your two glitching systems would you like to patch?
I'd like to patch life support, please.
Okay, great. So it is no longer glitching for the remainder of the fight. However, if it takes another critical, it'll actually bump back up. It'll bump up to malfunctioning.
Oh, God, no.
Yeah.
Oop. Chewbacca, why did you use the duct tape? Use real tools next time.
It's just the heat of the battle. All right, it looks like we're going to be moving on to the helm phase again. Well, so
actually, I will be moving T-Pain from gunnery back over to science officer.
Back over to science. Terrific. We're still going to be doing that pilot off. So everyone roll their piloting checks, remembering that if you have -2, I think the T-Wing has a -2 to its piloting checks right now.
Yeah. So the Millennial Falcon got a 25... And the T-Wing got... Oh, wow, he rolled really good, maybe to offset that bad penalty. He's using the Force for real this time. He got a 26.
Oh, cool. both of mine lose. 22 for the Party Rock Jet, 21 for the Yacht.
All right, 21 Yacht gets to move, has to move first, gets to.
You
get to move. You're allowed to move now.
That's okay. I will move... forward. Let me go 4 spaces there, Param. And then move me to the starboard, 1 turn. Oh, wait, nope, port. Starboard, other way.
That was starboard. Oh, you're right. Whoa, starboard is right. That was port. But you're good. Thanks, Param.
You're sexy you hands, Param.
You guys are seeing the map backwards.
Oh, we are.
Yeah, the audience is... Seeing... Okay. I don't know why, but the audience sees it the correct way.
I think it's Skype that does this.
Yes.
For imaging weirdness.
How much does your head hurt right now, Param?
A lot. Now I'll have to reverse port and starboard my head.
Very difficult.
And the jet there is going with its, you know, failing life support and
Wait, senses. James. You had someone move to your science officer on the party yacht.
Oh,
you should do something with that science officer in the party yacht.
Oh, I will. I'm sorry. They go in the helm phase. You're right.
Yes, they go in during the helm phase at the same time as the pilot, essentially.
Okay. I was going to push an action, but I cannot because my science officer... Yeah.
No, wait, no, you're not. No, you're, isn't it your it's your sensors on your little guy? They're broken.
Oh, yep. That's who I was going to next. Oh, wait. You're right. I'm so confused.
That's somehow I'm keeping this all straight into my head.
You are the best games master.
You must have learned it from Cypher.
Yeah, I know, right? he was running an entire character just the other night. Just completely. Anyway, so... you want to target a system? You want to do some lock-on?
He was going to push and lock-on.
Let's do a lock-on. Give me a computer's check.
All right, so that is 11 plus 15 is 26, and the thing I have to beat is 15 plus 6, which is your tier, which would be 21. And what was your defensive countermeasures again there, Alex?
For which one of my ships?
Your big one. I think it was like 4, wasn't it?
My big one has a 3 for countermeasures.
Okay.
So I think the DC was 14, right?
Mm-hmm. So I meet.
You did it. It's going to be a plus, you get a plus 2 to shoot him.
Awesome.
Just your party yacht. But party fighter jet, the hook,
mm-hmm.
is going where?
That one is going to try to do the evade maneuver again. It hasn't helped it since, but it's worth a shot. It got a 22, which is...
Yeah, that's enough.
Just enough. Yeah. So, it is going to go one forward, one to port, and then one forward again. One forward to... one more. All right, one to starboard. One forward again. I know I'm making you do all this. One more to starboard. And then forward one more time, and then to starboard again. Do a nice big loop-de-loop.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
all right. Cool. Then we're moving on to the Millennial Mockingjay.
Oh, all right. I don't have a science officer, but I do have a pilot who can move stuff.
Sure.
So let me think. I have to move 10 feet before turning, right? Is that
you should move one. I think you have... I think it's 2 for you, right? What's your...
It says I have good maneuverability, turn 1.
Oh, turn 1. You just move 1 hex, and then you can turn. And then 1 hex. Sweet. So you can make a pretty tight loop.
That actually makes a lot of sense.
Like I just did.
Okay, yeah. I am going to move 1 hex forward, Param, and then turn to the right towards James. Yeah. And then I'm going to move 1 hex forward, and I'm going to turn to the right again.
Oh, you're going to get bows dropped on you. Luda's going to drop
then
bows.
Then I'm going to move 1 hex forward, and I'm going to move a second hex forward. Then I'm going to move 1 hex to the left. Other way. Yeah, I'm going to move 1 more hex forward. Then I'm going to turn to the... Yeah, I want to be turned around, essentially. And then move one more hex forward. This is my last hex. And then I'm going to try to turn one more time. Yeah, right there.
There you go. Okay. All right. Everyone's getting tricky now.
We're
moving on to the T-Wing fighter.
Can you move the camera up a little, Param? I can't see my T-Wing's position, so I don't know which way it's facing.
It's right here, and it into is the distance. Facing into the starlight.
The engines are the back.
Yeah, so let me think. That one is glitching its engine, so I take a penalty on piloting. Does my glitch to my engine stop me from doing any things that don't require checks, Jason?
No, you can do a normal move. It's just if you want to do a stunt or something.
How much do I get to move if I do evasive action?
A normal amount.
Okay.
The same as if you didn't. So the only risk of attempting the evasive maneuvers is if you fail horribly, you actually get a minus to your armor class.
Mm. So I'm going to be a little risky. I'll do the stunt for the audience.
Stunt it up.
If I do evasive maneuvers, can I still turn?
Yes.
Okay, cool. That's a natural one.
See earlier statements.
Yes. So that would be a 14.
Great. You get to move normally, mm-hmm. but now you have a minus 2 to your armor class in TL for the round.
Oh, right.
And for our listeners. So I'm going to. And for our listeners at home that don't have access to the map, currently, James's ships are currently coordinated in the middle, pointed somewhat vaguely towards Alex's fighter, while the Millennial Mockingjay has looped around behind the party yacht.
Yes.
A lot of dogfighting going on here.
So I'm going to advance one square forward and turn one face back towards the combat, James Parham.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to move another square forward and turn again. So that's 2, and I have 8 more. So move me 8 straight in a line.
And the T-Wing has moved all the way across the board behind both of James's front arcs.
All right. Let's see if that ends up being a good plan or not.
Let's find out.
So far, everything I thought has been a good plan has gotten me shot and or penalized.
Shooting. Let's move on to that shooting. Party yachts.
The party yacht will have to turn its turret guns around. The Luda is going to be on the light torpedo launcher there. The captain of Vol'jon is going to try to inspire him. Oh, he might actually fail. Oh, that's not good. That's real, real bad. 16 plus 22, which I think might just be short.
Yeah.
I think I need to hit a 23. I think I did the numbers beforehand.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, he's just too crunk. So the torpedo launcher is going to give a shot with the plus 2 from earlier, and yeah, has a chance at hitting. The torpedo would be a 26 against your TL on the front there, Alex.
Yeah, that'll hit him.
It's your Millennium. Most likely.
Oh, wait, are you shooting the T-wing or the Millennium?
The Millennium.
Okay, it hits both ways, but I just wasn't curious.
Gotcha, and it'll take 11 damage.
This is to your front arc.
Oh, right, so I don't have a shield there.
You don't have any shields there, so it's going straight to the hull.
Yeah, that's a critical threshold.
All right.
So, we're taking heavy damage. I rolled 70.
70 is your engines.
Oh, God, no.
Your engines are now glitching.
Engines, no. That's on piloting checks, right?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And I took T-Pain down to the science wing, so I don't have another gunner.
Lucky you. I mean, lucky Alex. Yeah. And then it's actually the fighter jet. Does he have any guns that can
point
in this particular direction? All right, then he does not go. Moving on to the Millennial. All
right, so they're in the back, and they're like, oh, man, we've got this party jet right there in our front arc. So we're going to...
That's the party yacht, thank you very much.
Party yacht. I'm going to spend Chewbacca's third of 4 resolve points. Ooh, I'm almost out on him.
I'm going to stop you right there. Yeah. Because Chewbacca is an engineer this round.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. Thank you for calling me up there.
So someone's going to have to make a snapshot. Basically, right. A single shot at a minus 2.
That's going to be Skyfire. He can do that. Or First Fire. He can do that.
Engineer Arweta. Get himself out of soul.
Before I roll this roll, I'm going to do encourage so my captain can encourage him balance out that penalty. I roll, that would be a 23, so that's plenty, right?
Yep.
Okay, so then he gets a plus 2, canceling out that previous penalty, and I'm going to shoot James's party out right in its butt. It's going to be great. All right, here we go. It might not be great. That's only a 16.
That will miss.
Oh, man. It's almost like my dice wants you to win, James.
I mean, you're just not party enough. That's it. We're here for your crimes against partying.
I mean, there isn't a whole lot of partying in Star Wars. That's true. But then it looks like my T-Wing is facing off into the void of space, which means there's no one for me to shoot because I don't have any.
That's right.
All right, so that's it.
Next round. Round 5.
Mm-hmm. I wanted to say that this will be the last round because we're coming up on time.
Okay.
Feel free to surrender.
No, James, come on, you gotta blow me up. You can do it. If you take down one of my ships, then you automatically win because it's an imbalanced field.
I'm trying real, real good.
And anybody engineering this round?
I'm actually gonna take T-Pain out and put him towards Gunnery.
Alright.
Chewbacca is going to move to gunnery too. Let's go out with this final turn in a bang.
All right, great. Move on. Give me them piloting checks. Remember, you're minus twos all of Star Wars.
Yeah. Yep, my entire team, man. All right, so normally I would have rolled a 33, but minus two is a 31 for the Millennial Mockingjay. And then for my other ship, he also gets a minus two. Oh, I rolled a 13. So that's still going to be a 20. Oh, that's still going to be a 24.
All right, I got a 24 on the party jet and like a 17 on the party yacht.
All right, party yacht, you're going to go first.
All right, so the party yacht will... he will... What's that? I want to turn and burn. Where's that stunt?
The flip and burn.
Flip and burn. That sounds really scary, but...
You get to move forward up to half your speed and then basically do a 180.
It sounds like a failed Waffle House cooking.
All right, so on the flip and burn check there, Pilot Andre 3000 got a 22. The DC is... Oh, I missed it.
It's a little high.
Ha, ha, ha.
Yeah, I missed it by three.
And you burned!
You're going to move forward up to half your speed, but not turn.
Yep, just up to three. Or two, I'm sorry. My speed is only four.
Oh, interesting.
Very slow yacht.
That's very slow party yachts.
No, that's the exact speed of a yacht.
So, I've got tied initiative checks here, basically, for the two smaller ships. So, give me each a pilot off.
22.
Oh, God, I win one. 23.
All right.
What is this nonsense?
Tiny jet, you go.
Tiny jet.
Oh, no, I lost, right? So I go. Yep.
Oh, that's right. Blue, yeah, sorry. Blue.
Yeah, so we're going to switch Skywalker to keep him on piloting. I'm going to try to swing the plane around. Is there like an about face where I could just turn to face him?
That's a little bit like a flip and burn. You can also just sort of turn in place. You can... Well, the slide won't help you there.
What does flip and burn do specifically?
Flip and burn basically moves you forward and it turns you 180 degrees. So you'll be facing the other way on the map. But you'll be in the sort of same hex column. It's actually probably... You're probably... Well, play because you've got a turn of one on this thing, right?
Yeah.
So you can just make it with a speed of 10 and a turn of one. You can just get right up in someone's anywhere almost.
So question then, but I have to make a piloting check, right?
No, not for just a normal move.
Oh yeah.
If it wasn't a normal move, which is I think you're more than capable of getting to where you want to go on the map with a normal move.
So Paris, well do that. Move me forward one and then turn, and keep moving me forward one and turning until I'm facing James's butt. Yeah. I got to sink the flagship. That's the only way.
Okay. You're in range. The little T-Wing has done a very tight turn around facing the rear of the party yacht just next to the Millennial Mockingjay.
All right. Awesome. Who's up next after that one?
The Mockingjay.
That is.
Oh.
Oh, no, sorry. Yeah, no, the party fighter.
The
party
fighter, yeah. Para, move me forward one and two and turn me starboard one and forward three and then turn me starboard one more, and that's it.
There you go. Facing each other. Face off. Mm. All right, now we're on to the Mockingjay.
All right. I'm going to advance forward one and then turn to port. So that I'm facing that way, yep. And then I am going to... there's no cover or anything in this, right? Like, if I get behind him,
really.
It's a infinite three-dimensional
space. Yeah, it's a three-dimensional space.
Give me one.
But what about that temporal disturbance off our port bows?
Yeah, anything beyond this hex screen doesn't have a table to support it, you will slide off into nothingness.
James, is the party yacht facing forward or is it facing?
It is. You are seeing the back of the party yacht. You're seeing old champagne bottles and other party accoutrements flying off the back.
All right, Param, I'm going to move forward one and then turn port. That's two. Other way. Sorry, I meant starboard. Then I'm going to move three.
forward. And then I'm going to turn one so I'm facing the void of space.
Yes.
Yeah. And then I'm going to move forward one and turn again so I'm facing right in the side of the ship. Yeah, just like that.
He's outside of your friend arc there.
Is he?
Yeah.
Then I'm going to move forward one so I'm right in front of him and then turn. Oh, but then I'm in his forward arc, aren't I?
Nope.
No, actually not.
Okay, then right there is perfect.
The core rulebook has some nice fancy diagrams to show you on a hex field what forward, starboard, port.
Yeah.
What is the GM screen?
Oh, and the GM screen, yes.
The GM screen is super helpful for keeping track of this, as is the Starfinder combat pad, which on one side is identical to the Pathfinder combat pad, but you guys put on the reverse side a much helpful Starship combat initiative tracker that has the different phases, and because they're magnetic and you're rearranging all the time, it's even more useful than the Pathfinder one is.
You're welcome.
Gosh, Param, it's almost like you're selling the product for the Paizo employee. All right, that'll be good for me.
And the back of the quest is also a good one.
Yeah, I like the ones that's on the player folio, right?
Oh man, yeah, player folio. Yeah, that thing knocked out of the park this time.
Yeah, I really like it. It makes me happy. The new one. It makes me proud. Go ahead.
There's a Pathfinder player character folio just full of post-it notes about like what to change and what to change for Starfinder. It looks like a mess.
Yeah, we reviewed that when it came out. You don't want to listen to the review.
No, I don't think I did.
This is a good time to remind the audience that we are the completely biased Starfinder News and Reviews podcast and do not claim any sort of media independence.
We generally like it.
Yeah, huge fanboys. All right, so let's finish this combat.
Yeah, let's finish
this
up. Let's get some shooting.
Final round.
Party, you've got something.
Oh,
to shoot.
I got something. So, in desperation and wanting to get back to the club, Lil Jon will demand of Ludacris that he sink that vessel off his port bow. Oh, that's probably going to do it. That's pretty good. That's a pretty high check. I think I needed a demand is... It would be a 27. Mm-hmm. He got a 13 plus 19.
Ooh.
Yeah. I'm really bad at 30 plus.
You're 32. At 32, just 30, those two numbers, if you don't have any other bonuses. Yeah.
34 with the expertise dice there. And alpha piling, 36. So, boom. So, he makes that check just barely. It's really hard.
Plus four, then.
Yeah, it's plus four, and he's going to wheel around the light torpedo launcher that he's been doing so much work with. And he will get a... 24 against the front. Okay. And then T-Pain will try with the light laser cannon that's also on the turret. And he will also get a hit, I believe, because a 24 hits as well, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Uh-oh, this is bad.
A whole bunch of damage to the Millennium Mockingjay's forward arc. She has no shields.
You get 6 damage from the lasers.
That's not enough to trigger a critical effect.
And another 8 from the rocket.
That is also not enough. But do they combine to determine if
they get it? Yes, because it's basically whenever you take an amount of damage in total equal to a multiple of your critical threshold, you take an effect.
All right, so I take a critical effect.
You sure do.
Oh, man, I'm looking bad. I got 9 hit points left before this boat sinks.
Really?
Yeah, you've hurt me, man. I rolled an 80.
That's your engines. So now your engines are straight up malfunctioning. It's a minus 4 if you want to use them. But we're not going that far, luckily. Because you're probably going to die by then. T-Wing. Hamilton. Mr. Hamilton.
Okay.
You get to shoot if you have...
Going to have Princess Fisher make a demand of him. I can do that, right? Even though he's not in the same ship?
Yeah, for this purposes, sure.
Okay.
Do it over.
That sounds like you're not sure.
Well, no, normally, and as written, you're not flying two ships at once.
He's helping out the junior partner in this battle.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
It's a bit of an unusual situation.
Oh, God, I don't think I made it, guys. Oh, that's only a 4 plus my Intimidate modifier on her. What has she got?
Probably
Yeah, no. Oh, that's only a 17. I miss it by 6.
Yep.
So no, he doesn't get it, but...
He's not listening to her.
Yeah,
shut up, sis.
Shut up. I'm too emo for this.
You can't tell me what to do.
And that's what's going to cost them the fight. He's going to shoot his final nuclear missile right at the party yacht.
Oh,
There's no other option. It's the nuclear missile or bust. Here we go. Okay. 22.
That'll hit, and I don't have any point weapons. Why don't I have any point weapons?
Take this. Nice. I'm dead. All right.
Do you have any F shields, James?
I do. I have 23 F shields.
All right. You're probably going to be fine.
So my missile launcher does 5d8 damage, according to this.
Mm-hmm. So a little less fine, then.
10 plus another 5 is 15. Final die. 1, 16. Oh, that's a lot of 1s.
You didn't party rock hard enough. We're after you because of what you did at the cantina. They were having a good time, and then someone who just showed up and shot somebody.
And at that moment, Princess Fisher just glares daggers at Harrison.
Okay. Now, technically, everyone on that ship will have to make a save for maybe get a little bit of radiation poisoning, but we'll skip that for now and say, yeah, they're vomiting. But that might be because of drinking and not because of radiation. It's difficult to tell.
It's all the purple drink.
It's a lot of too much purple drink. We're going to move on to the tiny fighter jet.
That's yours.
I just went with that one.
No, the party fighter. I keep calling it tiny. They're both tiny.
I know, we both picked the fighters that began with a T, and that was unintentionally really confusing. I apologize. So he's going to take a pot shot at the... Does your front of your mini fighter have any shields there, Alex?
Did you beat a scanning check to know?
Yeah, you don't know.
Oh, you're right, I don't. All right, well, then I'm going to try and shoot with my chain cannon.
I forget, too.
I will answer the question after this round.
That number's not good, though. He's probably going to be fine. The Twin Consciousness has only got a 14 to hit.
Oh, you miss, Mark.
Yeah, they miss.
Oh, all right.
We're finally on to the Millennium. The last-ditch effort, Mockingjay.
Destroy them, Chewbacca! Destroy them! I don't have any actual bonuses to give him for shouting, though, but I am going to take the minus 4 penalty. No, 2 penalty for weapons on the same thing. So I'm going to take the minus 2 penalty. All right, here we go. Round 1. Go, Chewbacca.
Brett Meyer.
How does a 22 do, James?
Oh, perfect.
Oh, shoot. Okay, second one with my minus 2. That is going... Oh, that's only a 17.
And what weapon is this?
My gyro laser.
That will miss.
Yeah, all right. You got hit once, though. Take this. All right, 7 plus 4, 11.
11. Okay, I'm still up. Shields are still intact.
Okay, your ships are battered and bruised, shields missing in lots of places, and then there's a temporal time distortion, and you're both back in your relative idioms, with a faint echo in your ears saying, "We'll finish this next time, losers! Brainulo out!"
Our ship just pounds and is upset, and over on the potty pot, they just look at each other and go,
"Yeah, we won!" Alex... You did the best thing you could have. The party yacht is slow, but has a butt ton of shields. Its AC is really low. It has a 7d10 grazer up front.
Oh, no!
I only got to fire it off once.
Oh, gosh, 7d10?
Yeah, it's a heavy weapon.
Yeah,
oh, man, weapon. I just kept circling around because I thought if I kept hitting that same spot over and over again, you'd run out of shields sooner or later.
Oh, no, I got 90 shields in total from the medium shield generator.
So, The TIE fighter, you hit it in its back and on its port side, but you never hit its front or its star side, so it still had all of its frontward facing shields. That being said, it was down a total of 10 hit points. It's not like super hurt. You got the Millennial Mockingjay to 9. I am at 41 out of 50. If you got one better hit on me, it would have blown up. All of Star Wars would have been gone. So what do you think, Jason? Did we do okay for my first Starship Combat game?
Sure, yeah. I mean, you guys took to it pretty well. Again, I said this was an unusual situation. Normally, a group of players is not going to be A, shooting another group of players, and B, on multiple ships. The way we normally assume it is that, you know, you as a party have one ship, so you can fill all the roles and do all that stuff. That sort of the squad, the rogue squadron stuff, might come in the future, maybe. But you know, that's on the horizon.
Right. Well, I mean, hopefully, then you can use this video as playtesting data, or I don't know. Whatever.
Yes, maybe we'll see.
The reason we added the second ships was just so that there would be more interesting combat for the purposes of the demonstration than just two ships trying to chase each other.
Just playing grab butt the whole time. It is a lot like if you've GM'd any scenarios that have you take care of like a ship where you're worrying about multiple small ships. It's good to get into and know a little bit.
Yeah.
Now, before we sign off, thank you again very much for GMing and helping us learn starship combat. Now let's go to some of the more advice about what players should more typically expect. And typically, this would be a group of players each taking on one role, not one player playing six different characters making all the roles.
Oh, so true. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's a lot of players get to interact and make decisions as a group when it comes to the combat, and everyone will have something to do. You'll see that for the most part, as long as you maybe don't get outmaneuvered and your guns don't have anywhere to fire, you'll have someone shooting, you can have someone patching the shields because that always needs to be done. Captain encouraging and demanding of people, that sort of thing.
So one thing I noticed when I was building my team is that, like, player character, like, class features don't usually tie into starships. Is that something intentional? Like,
yeah, we didn't want to. There are certain class features that might act a little weird. Like, oh, does this count as a laser weapon for my melee gear boost? I mean, for my laser gear boost as a soldier. We didn't want to necessarily have to dive into each individual. A class feature and figure out whether or not it applied or not. So we sort of gave a kind of a blanket sort of, you can't use spells and other sorts of things in Starship Combat.
Mm-hmm.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, so just to keep it simple.
So as a GM, is it safe to say that if you wanted to run a Starship, you could just like pop open the Alien Archive and find appropriate CR NPCs and just take those skill bonuses and apply them where you need them?
Well, we have actually in the core rulebook sort of a advice of what NPC skill bonuses should be for enemy starships. Mm-hmm. So there's just a paragraph there that says, it's like 4 or 9 plus 1.5 times the tier of the starship you're fighting. So you can do that if you just need the crew. If you need to have an encounter where you fight the starship and then later you fight that person individually, as a character on an asteroid, for us, say, then you can just use whatever you've built as an NPC to use their starship, skill bonuses.
But so would you say that like the fact that James and I sat down and actually built out full characters is kind of like not what you would do as a GM.
Well, no, no. If I have bad guys for you, that's like, here's 6 goblin ships. I'm not going to make 6 space goblin characters, right? And then I'm just gonna need to know what skills they have and what the bonuses are, what the appropriate skills are.
Well, James, we made 4 characters for this.
I mean, if you say you have Ludacris, you need to make somebody that has step up and improved on arm strike. Because he has to shove those ones. Like, you got to do it right. And if you're only played, like, ship combat in Pathfinder, like, I run a Skulls and Shackles game. My players were so horribly confused by the rules of ship combat because it's so easy to get into minutia. The system in Starfinder is so much better with just, this is just how it is. No, you can't just figure out, well, what if this one person on the ship does this and that. It's a lot more streamlined. And the people that I've gone and done society with, that I've had issues with ship combat and Pathfinder have taken to it a lot better.
Mm-hmm. Cool, great, good to hear. We tried to make it as sort of there's some complicated, but it's the complication of a good kind of like meaty choices that you need to make and tactical movement that a lot of people like about Pathfinder. We try to make that into this ship combat.
Now, if you're a GM that's wanting to incorporate a good deal of starship combat into your campaign, what kind of advice would you give them?
A good deal. What that means. Lots and lots. We're talking about like no other kind of adventuring. If it's just starship combat, you can do a lot of that. I would make sure that as you can see, we were here for about 90 minutes and we didn't finish that particular battle. And that sort of when it get at lower levels, that stuff it's going to run a little quicker. But like any sort of D20 type combat. this is going to be some swinging with whatnot. If you're going to include a lot of this, I would definitely go ahead and think about, like, well, why would they? What are the goals of each combat? Make each combat a little different. This combat is about destroying, you know, knocking them down to zero health points so you can destroy them. Or this combat is about getting from point A to point B while dodging a bunch of space fire. This space combat is about basically protecting this other ship. You can do a lot of different objectives to sort of spice it up. And then say, like, oh, in this space combat, the people they're fighting, they're not going to fight to the death. They're going to run away when there's, you know, when their shields are knocked down. They're going to get out of there. You know, that sort of thing. Just sort of make it a little more realistic and not so much, you know, 90 minutes of the same combat every time.
All right. Well, thank you very much, everybody. I think that is a nice introduction. I do apologize to the audience that we did not get to blow Alex completely.
You almost got him.
You got him still. Me.
Now, before we sign out, is there anything anybody wants to give a shout out to? James,
if you're going to PAX Unplugged, there is going to be Society. Besides just pre-gen quests and all those, including some Starfinder games. If you look in the Facebook group for Pathfinder and on the Discord for No Direction, there's links and channels of how to sign up for those. If you were thinking of going to PAX Unplugged, it should be a good time.
Yeah, you can also search for any of the PAX Unplugged threads. I think I got all of them when I was doing the sharing. I'm one of the venture agents for the Philadelphia region, so like I went and I put all the links to our Warhorn and stuff. So yeah, if you're going to PAX Unplugged, we got you. Philly Lodge, we're going to try real hard. Come and play games with people.
Yeah.
And I do want to remind everybody that you can find this show and all our other great shows and blog content at nodirectionpodcast.com. We also opened up a Discord server, and you can find the link there on the website. We'll be sharing that around pretty much constantly, It's already a very active community full of lots of like-minded players and a very positive attitude. So if you want a nice, non-toxic, positive place to talk about Pathfinder, Starfinder, and also to get to know us, the hosts of the No Direction Network, just jump into our Discord server, and we're there pretty much all the time chatting. Jason, where can people follow you if they want to know more about what's going on?
You can follow me on Twitter at HERZWESTEN, Herz Weston, then look for me there. I don't tweet too much, but I occasionally will tweet out some fun stuff about, you know, links to the blogs or writing on Paizo and stuff like this, and then my own weird, dumb thoughts.
Okay. I know con season is winding down. Are there any cons that some of the listeners might be able to catch you at?
Not this year. Not that I'm aware, unless they decide to send me someplace I'm stuck in, because I've got a lot of writing that I need to do to end out the year, so...
Well, we definitely
staying home.
We definitely
Jason walks into the office. There is a box sitting there. It says to Philadelphia. There is a single pillow inside.
And oh no! Oh no! Can I take a plane?
All right. Thank you.
Someone is like, of course you can. Where is the box going to go?
All right. So thank you again so much for joining us and helping us learn special combat. And until next time, everybody. Go beyond.